Okay, Jim, whenever you're ready.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jim, for that beautiful prelude to our morning worship. This is the day that God is making. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that God is creating, and we are all invited to be participants in that creation and that creativity of God in the world. And so I am glad and excited to be here this morning and to welcome each of us to this time of worship. My name is Katie Akins. I'm the pastor at Tabernacle United Church. My pronouns are she, her. And I'm glad to welcome each of us to this time of worship. And especially those of you who might be joining us for the first time, we're glad you're here. If this is your first time joining us either virtually or if you were with us, if you didn't visit us in person either, and this is your first time experiencing this, the Tabernacle community, we welcome you and we're so glad you're here with us today. If you are new, we invite you to introduce yourself. You're welcome to use the chat feature to let us know you're here. You can also fill out a virtual visitor card, which is in front of you, and we'll also share that link in the chat box. So you can go to that link and fill out the visitor card. We'd love to hear a little bit more about you and know that you're here with us. So please take a moment to fill that out if you can. I want to share a few announcements with us this morning, some important announcements coming up. First of all, I wanted to mention, as you probably already know or have seen in the emails going out, that we have our annual meeting today, which normally is in December, but we moved it. We were not able to get all of the budget things figured out at the end of last year. And so we have done that, and with special deep thanks to Rose White and to Todd Kozer and Shell Brune for all their work on the budget, as well as the stewardship team. So our annual meeting is today. We're going to take 10 minutes after the close of worship today to have some time to get refreshments, to take a break, and then we will move into the annual meeting. We are encouraging everyone to be a part of that meeting. We're going to do a little bit of celebration of the past year, some of the work we've done, looking forward also, and then taking some time to look at the budget and approve that budget, hopefully. So we invite you to be with us. If you're a member, if you're not, you're welcome to be a part of that meeting. So that is today, about 10 minutes after the close of our worship, we'll be meeting. Also, just a couple of reminders. This week we have prayer now. Our prayer gatherings are twice a week now, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:30. If you'd like to connect in prayer and join us for that, those will be happening this week, Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30. We will also be meeting for Bible study on Wednesday at 5:30. And then finally, wanted to announce that next Sunday, we will have a TAB.edu session. TAB.edu is basically our adult Sunday school. And Pax Ressler and Susan Teagan will be leading that TAB.edu session. It's called From the People for the People. And it's going to be a time of basically, we're going to be using our creativity to give life to songs and prayers and other artistic expressions for the TAB community. And if you know anything about Pax and Susan, you know, and about their creativity and art that they do, we know it's going to be a really good and rich time. So we thank both Pax and Susan for planning that. We hope you can be with us. And even if you don't consider yourself creative or don't have a particular art form or something like that, that's okay. Everyone is invited to be a part of that time. So that is next Sunday, following our worship service. Finally, I wanted to introduce our guest preacher today. Reverend DeSaint, or Reverend Dasha, is with us this morning. And it's a great gift. Reverend DeSaint is an artist. She is a minister. And she is a wonderful thinker and theologian in our midst. And currently she is working on, she's hosting a visual podcast on her YouTube channel called Theology Talks You Like or Not, or TTYL or Not. And she's going to share with us the link for that podcast. And I invite you, I've watched several episodes. It's a really rich time where she talks with people from different walks, different backgrounds about theology, about God and life and justice. And often centering voices and people who have not been considered part of, in her words, the divine imagination. So it's a really rich and beautiful time to listen. So I invite you to check that out and look at some of the work and ministry that Reverend Dasha is doing these days. I was talking with Reverend Dasha this earlier or last week and remembering that the first time we met in person or had like a real conversation, actually it wasn't the first time we met in person, but when we sat down to have a real conversation was the last time I was in a coffee shop with a human being before COVID hit. It was, I think, the first week in March and right before we all went into the quarantine. And I was telling her, wow, I felt like we should have been there for just 15 minutes longer just to savor the conversation and coffee and in-person time. But I had such a great time with you then, Dasha, and just our conversation was deep and rich and just really gifted by your witness and your ministry and your passion for people and for justice and the creativity by which you engage the world and are trying to work and live as God's vessel. So I'm really pleased and so thankful that you're here with us this morning and going to share with us the word. So thank you and welcome. So we will be hearing from Dasha a little bit later and we're so thankful for that. And now I invite us all to come to the space of worship, to open up our hearts on our lives to the spirits moving in our midst right now. Let us worship God.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth and my pronouns are she, her, hers. Please join me in the call to worship. This world in its present form is passing away.
Every day we see signs of new possibilities.
The familiar is slipping between our fingertips.
And we will need faith to face all that is still unknown.
Even good news can be disorienting when it catches us by surprise.
God, ready us to hear your good news today.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this first song we're singing that you might know as an Imagine Dragons song, we have repurposed and given some new words to talk about how we are ready to take action in the world. So please join me in singing. Waking up to the fear and pride all around me and inside. I'm shedding all that holds me back. I'm learning more, I'm stepping up and finding power in God's love. The time is now for action. I feel it in my soul. God's justice making whole. God is here in this place, here in this place. God is here in this place, here in this place. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Make a vow and say a prayer to serve God's people everywhere. Lord, give me strength to stay on track. We'll tear down walls that keep us bound and free the captives all around. The time is now for action. I feel it in my soul. God's justice making more. God is here in this place, here in this place. God is here in this place, here in this place. Oh, 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 oh. I'm ready for action, ready for action. Oh, 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 oh. I'm ready for action, ready for action. This next song was based on a sermon by Pastor Katie and speaking about how Jesus understands the pain of the people, how Jesus, as someone who walked the earth, understands what it is to be human. So let's sing this together with that knowledge. Was born, he entered the world as a little child. It matters to me that Jesus taught, he ate with the sinner and the defiled. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus hears us, does he know our pain? Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again, amen. Jesus knows, Jesus knows. It matters to me that Jesus lived. He walked the earth, the path that we trod. It matters to me that Jesus doubted on the cross. He called out to God, and when I wondered, Jesus, my soul sings this reply. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again, amen. Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. Amen.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Creator God, you came into this world embodied, ready to risk life and limb to fish us out of the deep waters we were in. You came into this world with nothing and asked your disciples to give up what little they had to follow you. It is now our turn. Ready us to give up our safety and our comfort, our riches and our titles, and everything else we use as a cloak to cover our humanity. Prepare us to follow the one who was at once human and divine. Amen. God, we stand in awe when you call us to account for ourselves. We hear your voice calling again and again. We can no longer mistake your call for something ordinary. We can no longer pretend you are calling someone else. We confess that we have found comfort in pretending that our well-intentioned actions are enough. We confess that we are terrified. What do you ask of us? Who will help us understand your call? The God who wakes us from our comfortable sleep will not leave us confused and frightened. The God who challenges our ways has sent us prophets and guides. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Rain down your love.
Let's receive that love that is raining down upon our lives now. We receive that love from God. And what happens in our hearts when we receive that love is we want to share it. And so we share that love with one another, with the peace of Christ. So let's go now to gallery view and let's look at one another and offer each other signs of Christ's peace. May the peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also with you.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Peace.
Peace. Good morning,
everyone. Peace. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Peace be with you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
You don't need a wave.
Peace be with you.
Peace.
And also
peace.
With you.
Peace.
Peace, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, baby.
Peace be with you, Mitch. Good to see you. Good morning.
Hey, pleasure.
Morning, Anna.
I'm Maya.
Good morning, Kim.
Like,
I
can see people's.
Hi, Oscar. Yeah.
Hey, Maya.
Hi, Anna.
Morning.
Yeah, she's
morning, Carly.
Going to come and sit.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Oh, Anne here. I was looking for Anne.
Peace,
Lynn and Lynn.
Peace, Jenny.
Morning.
Good morning.
Peace, Jennifer, Rose, and Levi. Good morning. Hi.
Peace,
Heather.
Peace, Pat.
I don't see Rose.
You.
Kelly, good to see you.
Do you?
Yeah, what's his name?
Good morning, Maya.
Peace, Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Levi.
Hi, Heather. And Oscar.
Peace, Jennifer. Peace, Rose.
Peace.
Hopefully you'll get your face in, Verona.
Peace, everyone.
Peace, everyone.
Peace, Alice.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Chantel and Chris. Hey.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi, Auntie Laura.
Good peace, morning.
Mitch. Hi, Marley.
Hey.
Marley.
Morning, Barbara. Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Can I hold it up here to start?
Yeah.
Peace, Andy. Peace, Lynn.
Peace, Jenny.
Hello, Andy and Lynn.
Peace, everyone.
Barbara.
Our first reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 through 31. Hear now the word of God. I mean, siblings, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have spouses be as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This morning we are trying something new. If you are someone who would like to be present and come forward for children's time, I would invite you at this time to go to the reactions button below on your screen and go to the raise hand. Click raise hand and you will be spotlighted for this time and be a part of that group. And everyone else can go to their speaker view or their gallery view and see those folks grouped together. So let's invite the children and the young at heart forward for children's time by singing.
Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, come as a child, oh come and see.
You're muted, Deb.
Well, yes, but I couldn't unmute myself until just this second. So
gotcha.
Got it. All right. So I'm going to talk today about candy. This is a bowl of M&Ms. I had to go to the store and buy them. We'll see how long they last. But it's also about people. So I was listening to the radio a while ago, and I heard this really good story. It's about a little African-American girl a long time ago named Ruby Bridges. She wanted to go to first grade, but because she wasn't white, the teachers and the parents at her school said they didn't want her there. When the government finally said she had to be allowed to go to school, the teachers left and the parents took their kids out of school. So she was all alone. The good part of the story is that she had a teacher all to herself who loved her and made sure that she learned how to read and count. Now, when Ruby Bridges grew up, she visited many, many schools to tell her story. One time she was talking about why it's important to go to school with people who look different. And another little girl who was in the first grade raised her hand and said, "I know what you mean. We're like M&Ms. We're different on the outside, but when you bite into one, we're all the same." This little girl understood something that many big people don't. She knew that some people say, "Oh, I don't want the green M&Ms," or "I don't like the brown M&Ms." She knew that's a really silly thing because M&Ms are all the same inside. Well, not the peanut ones, but we'll talk about the plain ones. But I want to go a little further. This little girl can help us understand something, that there's something else. There's something inside everyone that's the same. Now, here's you can hardly see these. Here's a yellow, a green M&M and a yellow M&M. But inside, and I had to bite into these. I hope you understand how hard you worked for these stories. I had to bite into these to show you that they're the same inside. Now, what's all the same inside? Let's talk about that. All of us want to be loved, and all of us can learn to love other people who look different on the outside. So I think that when we try to understand other people's insides, we sometimes find that they're very sweet, just like M&Ms. So let's have a short prayer. God, thank you for little girls and little boys who tell us important stories and help us understand important things. Amen. Here we go.
This morning, I thought of a song that we haven't sung at Tab for a long time. But one that I wrote in a context about solidarity and spiritual accompaniment, about groups of people and especially marginalized groups of people walking with each other and supporting one another. This was particularly about queer and trans folks in the Mennonite church and Latinx folks in the Mennonite church walking with each other and accompanying each other. But I think it can apply to many different contexts. So I invite you to sing this with me. If you aren't familiar with the song, I think you'll learn it quickly.
Walk with me past borders and walls, beyond our limited view. Walk with me, walk with me, through stumbles and falls, through fear and work yet to do. Walk with me, camina conmigo, will you walk with me, toma mi mano. Quédate conmigo, stay with me until el fin del viaje. Walk with me till journey's end. Walk
walk with me till journey's end. Walk with me to justice for all, toward goodwill overdue. Walk with me. Walk with me in safety and peace, in God who makes all things new. Walk with me, Camina conmigo. Will you walk with me? Toma mi mano, hold my hand, my friend. Quédate conmigo, stay with me until el fin del viaje. Walk with me till journey's end. Walk with me till journey's end. Walk with me. Just sing that. Walk with me. 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 Walk with me.
Yes, amen. Amen. Walk with me. Our scripture or gospel lesson for today comes from Mark's gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. After John was arrested, Jesus appeared in Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The reign of God is at hand. Change your hearts and minds and believe the good news. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw the brothers Simon and Andrew casting their nets into the sea, since they fished by trade. Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of humankind." They immediately abandoned their nets and followed Jesus. Proceeding a little further along, Jesus saw the brothers James and John, sons of Zebedee. They too were in their boat, and they left their father, they too were in their boat putting their nets in order. Immediately Jesus called them, and they left their father Zebedee standing in the boat with the hired help, and they went off in the company of Jesus. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is my pleasure to be with you all this morning as I am still getting acclimated to preaching in this particular type of platform. I ask that you bear with me as I am putting things in place. As Pastor Katie has already shared, I am Reverend Dasha, go by Rev de Saints. I am so excited to share or impart with you the message that God has imparted in me. I wanted to also share that currently I serve as an associate pastor at Cookman Beloved Community Church, Baptist Church, which is led by Pastor Donna. It would be it wouldn't be the Baptist way of me not to mention my home church, and also give an honor to God, who is the head of my life and has always kept me and protected me. And so if you will join me as I ground us all this morning in a in a Buddhist reflection to enter into this time and space. A Buddha nature, the mind of purity. Among humans, there are many kinds and degrees of mentality. Some are wise, some are foolish, some good natured, some are bad tempered, some are easily led, some are difficult to lead. Some possess pure minds and some minds that are defiled. But these differences are negligible when it comes to the attainment of enlightenment. The world is like a lotus pond filled with many varieties of the plant. There are blossoms of many different tints. Some are white, some pink, some blue, some yellow. Some grow underwater, some spread their leaves on the water, some raise their leaves above the water. Mankind has many more differences. There is the difference of sex orientation, but it is not essential differences for the proper training of all humankind to attain enlightenment. Sometimes the message for me doesn't come until the moment has arrived. And in true Baptist nature, Spirit awakens me at 3 o'clock in the morning and shift my thought process on what to deliver to the people, what to say to the people, what would you have me say, oh God? And in preparation, I remember going back and forth between, can it be so? Or what are you waiting for? And I move between, can it be so? To so be it. And what are you waiting for? Can it be so? So be it. What are you waiting for? Sometimes I preach a Reverend Katie, and sometimes I teach. And if we're lucky, we'll get a little bit of both this morning. I don't know what you'll get today, but I am allowing Spirit to lead even in this moment. Let me preface, I am seminary trained. I did go to seminary. I know how to exegete, eisegete, but today I'm not here to over-intellectualize or romanticize the sacred text or God. It has been my experience that oftentimes when there's an unfamiliar voice or a new face in the space, we are moved to interrogate, then we are moved to relate. I'm gonna say that again. And there are times in my experience as a queer woman of color that I come into spaces and because I'm the new face or the new voice, we are quick to interrogate even when it's within ourselves, then we are moved to relate. I charge you even now, do not interrogate, but relate. And if you have to interrogate the thing that is wrestling within you in this morning. Today's message is not going to be long at all. I am the daughter of African descendant people. My mother and my father matriculated from Haiti, the Bahamas, to here, the United States. Haiti was a ground zero for brutal chattel slavery in America, yet also where the first successful slave revolution took place. It was Haiti that was first to enslave, were enslaved and demanded the liberation of a people that took freedom in their own hands and sound the alarm from this small island to many nations that was enslaving African people. This history is very much a part of who I am and is important for me to not only retain this this history, but retell it in a way that people understand the premise in which I come from and where I tell or share a story. The church is an integral part of my being. The church has always represented for me a place of community, family, and belonging. It offers a sacred space where all can gather to commune together with God, to worship, praise, create, and co-create with the divine that surrounds us and is within us. The divine that surrounds us and is within us. The rituals of retention, remembrance, and retelling hold great significance in my cultural heritage. The church and my African heritage converge for me around the ritual of remembrance and storytelling. I believe the greatest gift my parents gave to me was the gift of identity. Within my cultural heritage, being Caribbean, being Haitian, my parents would stress how we were Haitian. We were not Black American, we were not American, but we were Haitian. I never considered this to be a prejudice or over nationality, but more so a pride of our own heritage. Let me give you a framework. It was around the 80s when Alain Duvalier was coming down on the island, and the Duvalier regime had taken over the island. There was many people escaping the island for freedom, for respite. And so as many immigrants were coming over to the United States, there were people just as true to form in our current time, there are people that say that we did not belong here. Haitian did not belong here. There wasn't a space here for us. And so this is why it was important for my parents in the early 80s to make sure that the pride of our heritage was enforced. I also matriculated in school system where it was, being Haitian was a bad word. We would hide from being or saying who we were as first generation Haitian children in this quote unquote new world. For me, it is not okay to consider myself just Black or simply African. I recognize that I am the hybridity of all of my ancestors were and everything that they became. I hold my legacy of both slavery and of revolution. I live with this tension daily. I live with the tension daily. I live with the tension daily of also being a Black woman minister and being queer. I live with these dualities, tensions daily, being the middle child. Further demonstrate, I am the middle child of my mother's three girls, demonstrate how I exist in the bridge as a mediator and intermediary, intercessor for me and my siblings, or even as I was raised. I often said how I was a husbandified and between my mom and my father, always the in-between person to connect and bridge things together. I believe this is my calling in ministry, is to form a bridge in community and gather people in a way that that is not often seen or recognized or even easily accessible to. I am the second child of three girls, as I stated. And my parents have been married for over 40 years now. I am the first generation born, raised in the United States, as well as the first generation to attend a college. Haitian people are often referred to as boat people because of the way they travel for refuge. Though not all travel by boat make it to the United States, my parents did. This is their story. This is their passageway into this new world, this United States of America. I am able to claim, and why I am able to claim, my identity as an Afro-Caribbean woman of color. And now that is out of the way, it brings us to where we begun in the first reading of the text. Going in between can be a difficult place for anyone who knows the saying, stuck, rocks, you feel like you're stuck, a rock in a hard place. Can it be so? 2 weeks, a couple of weeks ago, we recognized what happened in the national capital, and there was the coup that broke, the riot, the engagement of a democracy that we questioned, could it be so? And as I watch what was taking place from my home, I watch and simply said to myself, it is so, so be it. I would like to share, I enjoy social media, not so much to post and be, I enjoy social media as simply a spectator. I go in to see what everybody else is saying. I find humor in it a lot of the time. This is the way that we are engaging these days. And Black Twitter, and let me say, I say Black Twitter, it's not a special Twitter, it's regular Twitter, but there's a way that Black people know how to congregate and come together in such a way, even in social media, that gives me such joy. But one of the things that I noticed during the time when this was taking place, this outbreak, is recognize what fight is yours. Recognizing what is yours and what is not yours. And in this display, what we were all being able to bear witness to, many of the community, people of color, was saying, this is not our fight. I took that as a charge to be still and know and think through, what was God doing in this very moment? And as I sat and watched and read and followed the story throughout, feeling so many emotions, feeling that this time was, it was time for us to be exposed to such horror that was very much present in America's fabrication, in the fabrics of American history, but also how it was time for us to take responsibility for what have we had been bearing witness to, not just what happened 3 weeks ago, but what we've been bearing witness to for years in America. I often use the term ashe, and I would like to give a brief understanding of the term ashe. It's a Yoruba concept word conceived in Nigeria. It's a power to make things happen. It's a power to make things manifest. It's the power to produce. Amen, which we often iterate in a lot of sacred spaces, is a uttered of at the end of many hymns, meaning so be it. Let it be so, so be it. And I think it's the reason why I wrestle between can it be so, so be it, and what are you waiting for, is because oftentimes we can get stuck in can it be so. I believe in 2020, the realization of the pandemic, the realization of a police putting his neck to a black, his knee to a black man's neck, the realizations of the marches, all of this was had to happen. All of this had to be seen visually, where we were still in a moment where all of us was at home to see what it is, who we are as a nation, as America. Can it be so? We get stuck in the can it be so. The can it be so doesn't allow us to really take action. The can it be so gets us stagnant. The can it be so gets us complacent. And so oftentimes in moving to the can it be so, we move to the so be it, amen, ashe. We memorialize, we ritualize, we recognize what has happened. We say the names of the people who have been slayed and murdered at the hands of authority. We do all these things and then we move back to can it be so. It's so easy. It's so easy to get stuck in these places. It's self-gratifying, actually. The can it be so, being stuck, so be it. We ritualize and we do these memorials. And we go back. Another event happened. And that's the routine. The can it be so, so be it. Can it be so, so be it. Can it be so, so be it. And that has been the movement of our time. And now we fast forward and this outbreak happens in our national capital. Weeks before the inauguration, the changing, the shifting of a new leadership. For 4 years, we've sat and don't want to get too political, but we sat underneath a leadership that we questioned. Can it be so? Some would even say, so be it. We'll just ride this thing out. But many of us were so stuck in between those two that we couldn't move forward to the way, to what are we waiting for? This morning, I'm hoping that I can move us all to the place, what are we waiting for? And in our text, which was read in 1 Corinthians, we read how there is a almost a charge of letting go. There's a charge of forgetting, but also remembering. And I think oftentimes, especially this is in the beginning of the new year, you know, we think that, you know, we make our resolution for the next year. I don't know. I don't think many people made resolution going into 2021 because we were like 2020, we had a lot of 2020 visions, right? And things got messed up, right? It shifted us in a way that made us uncomfortable. We resolved ourselves. We say, God, let your will be done. At least that was my prayer. That was how I approached 2021. Let your will be done. But I also put in my hand the things that I hoped and desired for. And so 1 Corinthians 7:79-31 tell us to let go of some things, the things, the attachments to wives and husband, the attachments to the things that we do, because all of those things are passing away and a new world is forming. There are some things that we were forced to let go of that we weren't ready to let go of in 2020. There are people that we had to say goodbye to and could not properly say goodbye to, and that we're still saying goodbyes to that we weren't ready to. There are things that are shifting and moving for the preparation of the new. I believe God is doing something really special in this moment. I believe God did something very special. As hard as it was to watch the many atrocity that we question, can it be so? The killings, can it be so? Yes, it was so. So it was. But what are you waiting for? The protesting, can it be so? In light of a pandemic, thousands of people gathering, can it be so? Yes, it was so. But what are you going to do about it? The tweets and many tweets from our number 40, 45. Can it be so that a leader would be tweeting in the midst of a pandemic such? Yes, it is so. So be it, but what are you doing? Can it be so we are in the midst of a pandemic? We are locked down for almost a year. March is around the corner. Can it be so that we're still here in these moments? Yes, it is so. But what are you doing? What are you waiting for? the attachments we have. And this is why I began with the Buddhist, grounding us with the Buddhist way, because the Buddhist way teaches us not to have attachment to anything. There's a spirit of allowing us to let go. It's hard for us to let go. It's hard for us to let go because we've created so many memories and so many moments with people, places, and things. I don't know for you, but I remember for me during the time when we initially were in quarantine and shut down, the way that I was able to find joy was flipping through my videos and pictures of the things that I did prior to quarantine. Sometimes in the moments that we have, we take them for granted. We've learned to appreciate moments in quarantine. We've learned to appreciate those who surround us and those who we often were accessible to, had access to, and no longer did. We've learned to take our time. We learned to be still. We wrestle with trusting, but we've had to learn to trust. Can it be so that all of this has happened in such a short of this? 2020 was the longest yet and shortest year at the same time, simultaneously. A lot has happened. We have experienced a traumatic moment as a people. We have, let me allow that to sit and own that. Each and every one of us in this space have experienced traumatic moments, all of us together here in this space have experienced, regardless of what it looked like, regardless of who we were with, regardless whether we were in company of family, friends, or by ourselves, we were interrupted. Life shifted. We didn't prepare for it. We didn't have a rain check to cover us for this. Life stopped. And as life stopped, at the same time that life stopped, life kept going. And we bared witness to some things that cause levels of trauma to our mind, our bodies, and our spirit. And we've prayed, we sought God, we allow things to be as they are. And God allow us that space, that respite, those moments. But it's 2021 and we're moving towards another leadership. We're moving towards another way of understanding who we are and how we can function in this life, given what we've been exposed to. And my charge this morning to each of and every one of us, and we all know individually what are the things that we are holding on to. What are those connections that keeps us confined or doesn't allow us to do that thing that God, spirit, ancestors has called us to do in this present moment? Let's stop over intellectualizing and stop ritualizing, and let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's interrogate ourselves. Let's look into what the things that we are able to do to shift and move with God and co-create with God and God's people in this time. Everything that has happened has happened. Indeed, what will be, was, will be, and so we have power. In the both the text that we read this morning, it shares how the power of God is in God's hand, and also how time belongs to God. But if God's power is in God's hand, and it is by the hand of God that we were created, and God deposited that power within each and every one of us, then don't we also have the power to join in with God in the co-creating? A lot of people think creation has stopped. A lot of people thought creation stopped. Things are still being germinated even now. Creation is still being unfolded. So my question is, so what are you waiting for? That thing that God, that power that God that has given you, what are you going to do with it? I come into this space with a level of privilege. I wanted to talk about privilege. That's really what I wanted to talk about this morning. But like I said, God shifted me this morning. If I can, just for a moment, as I come to a close, I wanted to talk about how we all have all of us here have a level of privilege. All of us have something that we can do that someone else can do. All of us have access to something or someone, some resource that others do not have access to. Some of us are really can sing. Some of us can speak well. Some of us are a writer. We all have a measure of gifting and our privilege in certain areas and certain community that you can walk into a space and you are seen, you are heard, you are recognized. How have you accessed that privilege? You know, there's one way to access the privilege for personal gain, but how do you access the privilege for purpose and community growth and power? This is the question I am asking. What are you waiting for? To tap into your power, to tap into your purpose, to tap into your privilege and use it for the good of the Lord. Use it for community building. Use it for the shifting and changes that's happening right now. Use it to co-create with God. What are you doing with the power, with the purpose, with the privilege that God has given you? What are you waiting for? I want to end my message this way, in preparation for this morning. I want to say that every time that I come into a space of to speak for whatever reason, I always want to say that, you know, the message, if you play it back, it's as much as it's about me delivering it to a people, God deposited within me first. And God ask me the question, Dasha, what are you waiting for? And hence why in the beginning of my message, I said, you know, don't interrogate me, this new face, new voice. God already has done the interrogation. Interrogate yourself. Sit with yourself. Sit with God. What are you waiting for? And in sitting and praying, me speaking to God and meditating, I've been meditating more than I've been praying these days, because I realize I have nothing to say. I feel like I just have nothing to say. I'm stuck in the can it be so. I'm stuck in the so I have nothing to say. So be it. And God says, what are you waiting for? I've already deposited all to you. Your purpose, your power, your privilege. What are you waiting for? And God says, Dasha, I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for your worship. And because I'm Baptist and because I am a worshiper, the first thing that came to my spirit as I'm sitting with God in my meditation and I'm able to finally open my mouth and speak, first thing that comes to mind is my favorite worship song. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with thee. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon a cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon a cross. And I used to sing this song. I used to take away the word sin and put love. I'll never know how much it costs to see God's love upon a cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see God's love upon a cross. And I wrestle with those duality, the seeing the sins and the and God's love, seeing the sins and God loves. And it brought me to this moment. The cross was a display of the people's sin, what we had done to a man. We did that to Christ. What we had done to the many black and brown bodies slain, we did that as American people. What we had done, that was our sin. But God still held us. God still kept us. God still showed compassion for us. Even in the midst of our ways, our American ways. We were guilty. But yet, God showed us that we were still worthy of God's grace. So what are you waiting for? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We've come now into the time of offering. I invite you to listen to Reverend Dashe's calling today and ask yourself, how is God calling you to give and to participate in the body of Christ? One way that we can do that is through our financial gifts, and you can give electronically by texting to 84321 or visiting tabunited.org/contribute. You can also send a check to the church. But when you make your gift, please be sure to select the appropriate fund. Making a gift online by text, include a tag like pledge, visitor, or other along with your gift so we know how to direct it. The morning offering will now be collected.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord.
God has done.
God has done great things. God has done great things. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. God has done. God has done great things. God has done. God has done great things. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Please receive the benediction. To the God who knows the time and hold out all power, to the God who has given us a measure of that power for such a time as now, move us to do that which you have called us to do now. Ashe and amen. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Rev. Can you do that again at the very end of the service? you gave us a benediction right into prayer time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, it's
no, it's good. Things sometimes out of order are a blessing. So thank you. Thanks for that. But I would love for you to do the benediction at the end too.
I will.
It was a great sending actually into this time of prayer. And we take some time now to listen to one another. I loved Reverend Dasha, your challenge in your sermon just at the beginning to be listeners and relate first. And that word just is really resonating too, even as we come into prayer, as a way of framing our time of prayer and listening to the prayers of our hearts, to be relating to the burdens that we carry, and to relate to that as we share in the chat box our prayer concerns, because as the Apostle Paul says, it calls us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so we do that as we pray. We bear one another's burdens. We listen to one another, relate to one another, and not just our burdens, but also in our joys and all the other things we carry. So we'll open it up now. If you're new to our service, the way we do this is we just take some time to allow each other to put in our prayer concerns in the chat box. So if you have a prayer on your heart that you'd like to lift up, you can do that right now. And then in just a few moments, we will read those out loud. And Elizabeth is going to read them as they come in. So let's take a moment now, just even in, if there's some time of silence, that's good too, just to be listening to the way that the Spirit is urging us into prayer, calling us to give voice to what's on our heart. And if you can't put it into words, that's also okay. We know that God hears us, hears even our hearts without words formed around our what's going on. So let's share and lift up what's on our hearts and receive and listen to one another.
From Geneva, prayers for baby Josh, still in the ICU since his birth 3 months ago. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jim, prayers for my friend Lou, who lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. A week ago, a fire broke out in the building in which he has a condo. He was away at his apartment in Vermont for a skiing weekend at the time, so he has a place to stay for the estimated 3 months it will take to gut and restore his condo, along with most of the building. Prayers for him and the other residents tomorrow as they work with the cleaning company to determine what can be salvaged and put in storage, as well as what must be replaced. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Lucinda, a prayer of joy and gratitude for the goodness and community being built in our children's Sunday school. So grateful for Natalie and Lisa. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Reverend Dasha, prayers for my father's new, I believe, cancer diagnosis. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jennifer, Rose, and Levi, prayers. My coworker's daughter, Naomi, whose father, Charles, was killed on Friday night, and prayers for the rest of Charles's family as they process this loss. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Verona, Lord, as we as individuals and a spiritual community answer the question, what are we waiting for? Let us be still in order to hear God's voice of guidance. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Barb, For my son, Ben, as he embarks on his last semester at his university in Toronto before getting his psychology degree, and for Ben's friend, Lexi, in Norfolk, Virginia, as we discern how to help her move out of an abusive living situation into a new life. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Emmett, prayers for my grandfather, who is unable to attend his appointment to get the COVID vaccine due to being in the hospital for ongoing health problems. Also prayers to let go of those attachments that distract from God's purpose. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Boogie, for Nick's uncle, who received a cancer diagnosis last week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Pauline, prayers for my coworker Leona, whose father died of COVID on Monday. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Susan, prayers for the Thompson family as they move through a time of transition. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Laura, for my mom and I who received the COVID vaccine today, that all goes well and we have no reactions. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Krista, prayer of special blessings of strength for Pastor Dasha this week. Thank you for your words. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Thank you all for sharing. Oops, sorry, one more. Elizabeth, you want to do that one last one there.
From Fletcher, prayers for my students. One stated in their introduction that they were having mental health issues, which led to much of the class confessing the same. Mm-hmm. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Hear our prayers. Thank you all for sharing your prayers in this way. We hold these prayers, we lift them up with you, and we carry them into God's presence. And so as we do that, let us sing together this song of prayer. Let's sing.
Lord, listen to your children pray.
Give thanks for Jesus, who taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer. And if you know it by heart, you are welcome to use whatever version you know and is close to you. If you don't know it by heart, you are welcome to follow along on the version, if the version in front of you on the screen. Let us pray together this powerful prayer. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
For our closing song, I invite you to go to gallery view as we sing Before Me is Peace, which is based on the Navajo prayer of seeing peace before us, peace behind us, peace under our feet. And I invite you to do the motions as you learn the words or learn the song too. And feel free to look at Pastor Katie for those motions as well. But we'll do Before Me is Peace, Behind Me is Peace, Below Me is Peace, Above Me is Peace, Around Me is Peace, Within Me is Peace.
Before me is peace, behind me is peace, below me is peace, above me is peace, around me is peace, within me is peace, around me is peace, within me is peace, before me is love, before me is love, behind me is love, below me is love, above me is love, around me is love, within me is love, around me is love, within me is love, before me is hope, before me is hope, behind me is hope, below me is hope, above me is hope, around me is hope, within me is hope, around me is hope, within me is hope.
Pastor Dasha, if you would bless us or benedict us again, we would love that.
Let us receive the benediction. To the God who knows the time and holds power, and to the God who has given us a measure of power for such a time as now, move us to do that which you have called us to do. With purpose, in our privilege, and with power. Amen and Ashe.